to the review show after Liverpool 3, Arsenal 1. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Neil Jones, Sean Rogers for this one. Sean, I mean, there's places we can start, but I want to say I think that's one of the best performances at Anfield in the last few years, and that's quite the compliment considering what we've been treated to in watching Liverpool since, I would argue, 17-18. But the complete nature of the performance was not only a joy to watch, but also felt like it was pre-planned and also premeditated in terms of the team's mentality.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, look, there's bigger problems in the world right now, but I do think it's a shame for the players that the scoreline wasn't more emphatic for them, because I do think that it'll be lost a little bit in 99%, and maybe even our own, in terms of our memories, if you like. Because I was saying to you on WhatsApp, I've got some like Arrigo Sacchi DVDs, matches, stuff like that on pressing from his time at Milan. What Liverpool did in the first half last night is worthy of at least that status for me. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people around the world will be analysing very carefully what Liverpool, they will have been doing this anyway, but last night in that first half is an unbelievable example of not just the way the coaching staff have created a plan and a vision, which is complicated enough, but the coordination of the Liverpool players, and without getting too technical, little things like the body shape, little things in the way that people change how they show someone one way or another, and everyone else virtually seems to be like an orchestra, basically just reacting accordingly. And then when you add into that just the hunger and the intensity and the desire of it and the duration of it, and then you look at what that means mentally and physically,